Well, I spoke to Bill Pond about this a while ago, and it was so glad to hear the news that the community picnic is back at Noble Horizons this year. And it's, what's double special about it is we've been without it and been without a lot of things because of COVID. But what makes this double special is this is the 50th anniversary of Noble Horizons. So this is the 50th anniversary celebration. It's coming up July 12th, 4:30 to 7:30. And Caroline Birchfield is with us here to talk a little bit about this. Caroline, nice to talk to you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Marshall, and happy 4th of July to you and to all listening. Thank you.
All right. So this is, we were talking before I got on the air. This is something that I'm so glad to see back. I mean, first of all, it's been hard to believe that in my 52 years of broadcasting, 36 of it have been here in the Northwest Corner. So I attended so many and broadcast from so many of the picnics that were held outside in the parking lot at Noble Horizons. And it was just another great way where the community got together with the residents. It's so good to see it back, and it's also good to see that it's celebrating 50 years.
We are so honored to be celebrating 50 years, and this is a journey that has been done in concert with the community, and that's why we feel it's so important to celebrate the 50th with the community. Noble Horizons really grew out of a need in a community recognized by many people living in the area that we needed to provide better opportunities for senior living in the area. And it was out of that need that Noble Horizons was born and then has grown over the years. And again, in concert with the community, so it's really gratifying to us to be celebrating with the community that has helped us get to where we are and is such a part of our vision. It's part of the DNA from the very early days. We were hosting community events, and I feel honored to continue that tradition.
You know, what's amazing about Noble Horizons is how far ahead of its time it was. Maybe not in the nation, maybe there were, but to be planned out in advance, to have a village grow in the town of Salisbury and have it grow, have what they called back then, which was something that wasn't really tossed around a lot, a continuum of care where you could have individual living in houses. You could then go to assisted living and then to the total need care at Noble Horizons. It really it was groundbreaking in this area.
Yeah, it was transformative, and really it continues to be. And I think that we're always trying to look for new ways to innovate and to bring new value to the opportunity of living to live at Noble Horizons. And one of the nice things, too, is that many will come in as couples. And, of course, we all age differently. And if your spouse perhaps ages differently than you, you're on the same campus. And if your spouse needs to have, skilled nursing, perhaps you can remain in your cottage or in your cobble apartment. And you're still together. You're visiting every day. Your family's coming in to see both of you. And that's a really unique concept that Noble pioneered all those years ago, and it continues to define the way we live at Noble Horizons.
You know, also the concept of the way Noble was constructed, it's a village. It's almost like a village within a village, and it never, ever, ever, right from the very beginning, it never separated the residents at Noble Horizons from the residents of Salisbury or the surrounding towns.
Exactly. That was a founding vision, and it is, as I said earlier, it's something that I'm honored to continue. It's been a part of Noble since the very beginning, that we would be a part of the larger community. We have 110 acres, and we see people from the community come in, and they walk their dogs, they ride their bikes, they enjoy the trails around the campus. We welcome that, and as you know, Marshall, we are offering community events, multiple events every single week. Even during the pandemic, when people couldn't come onto the campus, we were including them via Zoom, which we continue to do, because that's who we are and it's what we've always been. When you come to Noble, you don't leave your community. You become a part of another community, and we're all integrated. And, of course, we're an easy walk right into the main street of Salisbury. So it is, again, a very unique concept that we are privileged to continue to extend for another, we hope, half a century, two half centuries, three centuries, who knows how long we'll go.
Well, we're here to talk about the 50th anniversary and the picnic, but one of those programs that you talk about, your book series that runs on a continual basis.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, talk about the community. The community, as I said earlier, has been so supportive of our journey, and we couldn't do the community events we do were it not for the generous members of our community who are willing to donate their time to provide these fabulous programs. Whether it's the teachers at Hotchkiss offering a book program, or it's volunteers, civic volunteers who are coming to talk about what's happening in the legislature, whether it's educators. It goes on and on, but people are always eager to give to Noble, and that's how we've become what we are.
Let's talk about the 50th anniversary celebration and the picnic. It's going to be July 12th, and the rain date is July 13th. It starts at 4:30 and goes to 7:30. Let's talk about what people from the community will find.
Well, again, one of the things we're most excited about is that the Lakeville Hose Company, again, a volunteer organization, which is truly remarkable given the line of work that they're doing. All these folks have full-time jobs, and yet when there's an emergency, they drop everything and they serve our community. They are providing their famous barbecue chicken dinner, and I can't wait for people to sink their teeth into this juicy meal. It's going to be, as I said, barbecue chicken, and they have potato salad, and they have coleslaw, and they have rolls, and they have, you know, all sorts of things are going to whet people's appetite. And then, of course, we'll have birthday cake, and we will have ice cream. Salisbury Band, Marshall, I'm sure you remember this. We never had a community picnic without the Salisbury Band. And the Salisbury Band will be back to perform this year. And what's remarkable, and again, a testimony and story of our community, is that Lee Collins has been leading the Salisbury Band for as long as it's been around, close to 50 years. And Lee Collins recently moved into a cottage at Noble Horizons and is now leading, will continue to lead the band, and is going to be leading it on July 12th when they perform at our picnic. So there's just a very feel-good story there that we love.
Now, to go to the picnic, you have a price range. There's $15 a person and $40 per family, right?
Yes, and one of the reasons we're able to keep it so low for such a big meal is that the Sharon Hospital has been an extremely generous sponsor of the event. And, of course, Sharon Hospital and Noble go way back, and we work in concert and support each other in many, many different ways. And so it seemed like an obvious way to celebrate that friendship over the last 50 years. So we're very grateful to them. We're also grateful to the many other businesses that are supporting us. And I should add that we will not only have delicious food from the Hose Company and a yummy dessert, but we will have beverages that have been donated by the local wine merchants and beer merchants, State Line, Wheeler in Sharon, Salisbury Wines in Salisbury, Lakeville Wine and Spirits in Lakeville. The Jay's Lawn Care has been working very hard on the grounds to ensure that we will have a spectacular setting on July 12th. Hopefully there'll be no rain so we don't have to go to the 13th. But again, this is all about community coming together, and we are so gratified and humbled by the support of our local friends throughout the area.
Now, I also see that for people that don't want beer or wine, there's going to be Harney Tea there.
Yes, there is. And Harney's have been a longtime friend of Noble's. In fact, we just sent out our printed newsletter called On the Horizon, and you'll see a picture of John Harney 48 years ago in a fashion show at Noble Horizons. He's modeling the latest menswear with a woman who's modeling the latest female clothing, women's clothing. So, again, just so much fun. And in fact, we've also put together, or in the process of putting together, a video celebrating the last 50 years. And Elise Harney is featured in there because she, again, with her husband, has been a longtime friend to Noble and a very dear friend to Eileen Mulligan, who, of course, led Noble and whose vision created this remarkable community.
Now, this picnic will also include barbecue chicken, coleslaw, baked beans, a potato salad, also a roll, ice cream, and birthday cake. And you also have vegetarian options that are going to be available, right?
We certainly do. As a vegetarian myself, I felt strongly about that. We want everybody to be full and happy at our picnic, and I know that they will be.
All right. Now, for people that are going to come and pay the $15 per person or $40 per family, is it cash or check, or how are you going to collect the fees?
Thank you for asking, Marcia. We will be doing cash and checks, and for those who much prefer to use a credit card, we can take that as well. So we want to make it as easy as possible for people to enjoy this wonderful afternoon at Noble Horizons. We'll also have a couple of speakers who, very brief, because I know we all want to talk to each other, but Maria Horn and Curtis Rand will be in attendance. Both of them have family members who lived at Noble Horizons, so we're honored that they're taking the time to welcome the community, and they have a couple of special surprises in store that I think the community will enjoy hearing, so we're super excited and grateful about that as well.
Now, at the credit cards, if somebody will use a credit card, can they use it at the scene, or should they call in advance and give the credit card?
You know, you can go right online and do it by credit card, or if you come to the gate and want to pay by credit card, we can do that. Obviously, it's easier and faster to do it online, but certainly we'll we'll be handling whatever we can to make sure that everybody who wants to come gets in and has a wonderful time. Thank you.
And once again, online, it would be, noblehorizons.org, right?
Yes, it is. And if you go to the event tab, you'll find the picnic. It'll pop right up.
Yes. We're talking about Noble Horizons, the 50th anniversary. Now, how long have you've been at Noble Horizons quite a while now.
Yeah, I think I'm closing in on 2 decades. I don't know quite how that happened, but it's a fabulous place to work. It's a family. It's a family of love and support, and I just can't imagine being anywhere else. I feel deeply grateful every day when I walk into that community, and I meet the residents. The residents are a huge part of why I'm there and why everybody is there. Because of the kindness of the seniors living in our community. And, of course, our colleagues were also supportive of one another. It's a very, very special community, I think you know.
Well, whenever I think of Noble Horizons, outside of thinking about the residents, and also the great thing about Noble Horizons is my interaction is like a lot of other people. I've had a couple of surgeries where I've had to have a care. And hospitals have wanted to send me to other places, and I selected Noble Horizons because, first of all, it's right down the road for me, but also there's something comforting about being around people you know and being in that setting.
Absolutely, and again, and the community coming and going, too. So when you're rehabbing, you're not in a room all by yourself wondering, when am I going to get home? But you're going to see your friends. You're going to be able to go to special events downstairs. You can sit outside in one of the many courtyards and enjoy a beautiful day. You can be, you know, if you're in a wheelchair while you're trying to recover from surgery, you can be outside around the trails of the pond. I mean, there's so many ways that enhance the healing because of the unique setting of Noble Horizons. And, of course, the quality of care in terms of the nursing is top-notch. We send out evaluations every time somebody is discharged after rehab, and we're flabbergasted by the response and, again, humbled and grateful. To our nursing team.
I'm just going to pass along how great the service was there. When I my first day there, my insurance company denied paying for it, right? Well, you guys fought for me and they accepted they accepted it. I'll never forget that. I just thought, you know, it's a done deal. It's gone. You guys fought for me and you got it approved.
That's fantastic. And you're worth a fight, Marshall. I need to say that. Be very clear.
Well, once again, it's great. After 2 years hiatus of COVID and everybody being locked in their homes, to have the picnic back. But the 50th anniversary celebration, July 12th, 4:30 to 7:30 at Noble Horizons. Once again, $15 per person or $40 per family. Just a great way to interact with your family and your friends and with the residents at Noble Horizons.
Absolutely. And again, we just want to stress how much we look forward to welcoming the community, to thanking the community, and to celebrating. We've been at this together for 50 years, and we look forward to another 50 years and actually a whole lot more. But we can't celebrate this achievement without the community. So we truly, truly are excited about welcoming everybody into Noble Horizons on July 12th.